Blackstone presents The Red Zone by Jordan Ford. This book is read by Anthea Greco and Joel Frumkin. For Brody, the guy determined to walk his own journey. I love your strength and independence and the fact you'll give anything a go. I can't wait to see what your future holds. Love you, Broski.
1. One look can change everything. Mac. The gymnasium is packed with color. As I look out across the student body, my eyes are assaulted with a sea of orange and blue. Pom-poms jiggle in the air to my left, and the stands in front are packed with expectation. Tomorrow is our final game, our chance to win the division championship title. It will be an epic way to end the season, and I want the entire school to be there, watching. Hey, Raiders! I shout into the mic, pumping my fist in the air and feeling like a king. The cheer is deafening, enhanced by the thundering of feet pounding on the bleachers. My team shouts and whoops behind me. Tyler even jumps up, using my shoulder as leverage, and pumps his fist in the air. I grin and shove him off me, before leaning back down to the mic. It's been the best season this school has ever seen. Tomorrow, we're gonna take away that title and go down as freaking Idaho legends! Laughter echoes through the cavernous space, followed by another wave of cheering and applause. I wait for it to simmer down, before continuing. We need you there tomorrow, so get your butts to Nelson Stadium and be the loudest, most obnoxious crowd you've ever been. Make our day one to remember for the rest of our lives. More thunder and cheering. I raise my hands in the air and whoop, Raiders! Yeah! Tyler shouts behind me, no doubt feeling as much like a celebrity as I do. I can't deny that I kind of like it. Everyone in the stands loves me. Us. We are gods in this place, and I don't want to think about the fact that in 7 months, it'll all be over. Enjoying the moment is my only priority today. Every time I think ahead, I'm sucked into a black vortex I don't want to face. My smile is broad as I scan the crowd, taking in the enthusiasm, the smiling faces, the flirty looks from girls of all grades. I wink at a cute little freshman with dark brown curls. Her face flames with color and she dips her head. I laugh and step back from the podium so Coach Watson can rile the school up one last time before dismissing.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?